Because anything that happens today, I'm going to say it's all because of you guys. You prayed, and thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. It takes a sacrifice to come from 6 to 9 to 9 to 12 to 12 to 3 to 3 to 6. But you guys did it. You made it. And we'd like to see more get involved in the watch. Amen. We talk about prayer and how we need to pray. And then we have prayer meetings and a couple show up. It's going to take more in that church. It really is. Amen. God was here Friday night. There's no doubt about that. All right, Miss Dolly's coming to read the announcements. Come on up here, sweetie. Can you see him?
Well, on that note, God gave me a scripture this morning because I see a lot of things that just has happened this week. And I really believe it's because the church across America is beginning to see and pray. So I'm going to read 2 Chronicles 7:14 and 15. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. I just think that's very fitting. Very fitting. Okay. Children's Church Christmas program practice continues every Wednesday and Sunday until the program is presented on Sunday, December 22nd at 10:30 a.m. It is called The Journey. And I'm telling you, if you miss it, you've missed it, because these kids are absolutely awesome. Okay, next Sunday, we fall back. So daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m., and we fall back an hour. Please remember to set your clocks, because I get confused, but I think if they wait till now, they'll be late. Am I correct? I don't know. Yeah, I get confused because my friend in Scotland already fell back. So we have to change our prayer times. Okay, next Sunday is also Friends Day. We want you to invite as many friends as you can to be here with us and make sure that they know that they are welcome to stay afterwards, because that's our Thanksgiving meal. So, and the sign-up sheet is on the back table. We only have today and Wednesday to sign up. So please stop by the back table and sign up for food to bring. And it's also the first Sunday of the month, but there will be no evening service because of the meal. November 6th is the deadline for the shoeboxes for Kids Samaritan's Purse. Teresa and Ben will be down in the fellowship hall packing up the boxes. If you would like to help, please let them know. If you would like to give her a donation to fill a box, give it to Ben and Teresa Ray. November 10th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the fellowship hall, the white chicken chili sale, $9 a quart. All proceeds go to the upcoming Roar event. If you want to order ahead of time, you can use the QR code. Cherie Nicholson is going to be holding a toy drive along with children's clothes and coats for all the kids in the flooded areas of North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. She will place a large container in the foyer to place your items. Please don't wrap anything. She has to take it so it can be sorted and age appropriate at the distribution locations. Items can also be dropped off at the Honey Pot in Maine in Stewart. Her plans are to deliver after Thanksgiving. If you have any questions, please see Cherie. The Divas meeting for November 16 has been canceled. There's a lot of stuff going on in November. So we are moving that meeting to Saturday, December 7th at 10 a.m. at the Fellowship Hall. Breakfast will be served. It's going to be a wonderful time, and we would like to ask that each person bring a wrapped gift of $5 or no more than $10 in value for a Secret Santa. That sounds exciting. Sunday, December 1st at 6 p.m., our fun Jingle Mingle Christmas meal will be in the Fellowship Hall, and the sign-up sheet will be in the back table starting next week. Harvest Worship Center Food Pantry. They are going to get the shelves up, and they have a large stainless steel refrigerator and freezer. Yay, finally. We can bring more than non-perishable items. We can freeze loaves of bread and milk to keep it from spoiling. They are also in need of the following items: rice, dried beans, refried beans in cans, canned soups, box pastas, food for kids, box cereals, canned fruits and box individual fruit cups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, box Jiffy cornmeal mix, staple items. Plus, we can now take in personal hygiene items for adults and kids.
Thank you, sweetheart. Doesn't she have the most pleasant voice? Then y'all have to listen to me. Oh, well. Stand up, please. Oh, a lot going on, and we thank you so much for that. Amen. Wow, just good stuff, good stuff. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to call on your name this morning. We thank you for all those who are in need of prayer, God, and that we're honored to be able to pray for them. We thank you, God, for helping Dale, that he is home now. We praise you for that, and we pray that he will continuously be strengthened. We pray for Stella Perdue today, God, that you would touch her, help them to remove this fluid off of her heart and off of her lungs, off of her body, so that she can feel well. I ask you, God, to touch my dad during his days on this earth. Lord, I thank you for all the churches in the area. Oh, Father, let there be unity. And he says, and everyone said, amen. Let's worship the Lord today. Come on down if you want to.
Everything that Within our mouths, oh God, let your glory fill. as your praise resounds within our mouths, oh God, let your glory fill this land. And amen, and amen. Hear some high praise come forth today. Who am I? You are mindful of me. above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders that has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you were.
You this before, but every time we sing that song and I think about the rose being trampled on the ground, just how you take something so pretty and just mess it up, it's just what Jesus went through. And you know, when it talks about taking the fall, you thought of me above all because you wanted me to be the winner. It's kind of like in boxing matches where sometimes they pre-plan things and they say, look, when he hits you with that right, you go ahead and take the fall, because we're going to declare them the winner. See, that's exactly what Jesus did. He said, I'm just going to take it. I'm going to be like I'm the defeated one so that you can rise the victor. That, how can we not give our all to a Savior like that? It's not that I can't do stuff, David. I don't want to do it.
Amen.
Because he came into my heart and changed everything. And I'm like, man, why does that not feel right anymore? Because he's in my heart. And when I go somewhere, Holy Spirit goes with me, and Holy Spirit's like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to participate in that. And it's up to us to say, flesh, I'm listening to the inner voice and that Jesus that's in me. Amen. He took that fall for you guys so that you could raise your hands like I'm the victor. It's amazing. It's amazing what a Savior we serve. And that's why we need to be about the Father's business. And when we gather here, we're just gathering here to get refueled so that when we go outside, that's where ministry really takes place. We may minister to you today with words of wisdom and words of knowledge and the prophetic gifts, but that is only to equip you so that you can go out in the marketplace, which to me is by far a great ministry, sometimes greater than even the pulpit. Get out on the job. Get out in the streets and the highways and look for opportunities. Let me tell you something. They're there. I'm not saying this to brag, but I was at a Dollar General the other day, and I was standing in line, and this lady was in front of me, and I was praying on the way to the store, and I said, God, I miss not being able to help certain people that I used to help in my life. They've gone on. And Lord, I said, I miss not being able to pour into them and help them. And I said, God, I want to be able to do that again. Lo and behold, I get behind a woman in Dollar General. She starts checking out. They added up her cost. She said, I can't do that. She said, you're going to have to start taking some things off. She started taking off little toys and stuff. It was tearing me up. I said, ma'am, let me help you. Well, you know, the pride thing crept in. She said, no. She said, I need to have at least $20. I don't know what she needed the 24. She may have been going to go buy crack. I don't know. That's not up to me. That was up to God to decide. But she kept putting, I said, stop. I said, stop. Do not put another thing back. I said, what do you need? I said, pay it, and here's your $20. And she said, oh, God bless you. God bless you. I said, no. It's him. I said, God cares for you, lady. He loves you. I said, we've all been there. I said, he loves you. And she began to say, my son's autistic. I said, I understand. She said, my husband passed. I said, I understand. I said, it's okay. You don't have to explain a thing. Just go and be blessed and know that the Father loves you and you're special to him. I pray that seed. I prayed for her even the other day. Pray, God, draw her with that love. Draw her with that love. Don't let her forget. I don't care if she ever sees me again, but let her know that the love of the Father had her number. That's what we need to be. To me, that's ministry. That's ministry. It's not about packing a building. Sometimes I think, all the people we've had in here, if we had them all in here now, we'd have 1,000 people that's come through these doors. But there is an anointing here in this apostolic center that sends forth people. They come for a while and they leave because they've got to go do the work of the ministry. Some make it, some screw up, some act flaky, but nonetheless, God still sends them out, amen? And you're in here for a reason. You're in here to get equipped. So when we sing this song today, pray it over your family. I've got family members I want to see in the kingdom. How about you?
Yes, Lord, yes.
Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know that there is peace in your presence. I speak Jesus.
Oh, I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring hope and there is freedom. speak, Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn
the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing.
I speak Jesus.
Yes. we just say, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, that sound. See, there's a sound that resonates. There's a sound when we get together corporately, church. There's a sound that resonates when we say the name of Jesus. There's a sound that resonates from our innermost being that goes outside of these walls, that goes down the streets, that goes down the valleys, that goes down to that house where your loved ones are. There is a sound. There is a sound that is released that can break the demonic stronghold off of our loved ones. There is a sound that is going throughout this region. Hear the sound. Make the sound. Believe in that sound of the name of Jesus. Penetrate these airways with the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, for my family.
Somebody praise him this morning. Come on. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let that healing, Lisa, let that healing come from the sound of your mouth to Livingston eyes and into her stomach. It's already. Oh, you got a testimony. Come here. Come here, girl. A testimony over this little precious baby named Livingston. Listen.
She was supposed to go in November the 5th to have a biopsy done because she's been having all kinds of trouble going to the restroom and in her bowels and stuff. And they've poked her, prodded her, and done everything. Thursday night, they'd take her back to the ER because she screamed for 24 hours straight in pain. I said, please don't let her leave there. And I said, tell them they have to find out what's going on. They ran every test. My God, it was just a UTI causing her to have all this other trouble. Nothing wrong with her bowel. She's going to the bathroom on her own now. I thank God because there's now no more biopsy, no more bag, no more of these scary things they were telling us because, my God, it was my God that healed that baby. And I thank you all for praying. I thank you all for believing. I thank those that lifted me up. Tanya, I want to thank you. You do not know what you meant to me the other day because you stepped in when my faith was quivering. My faith was I was scared. I didn't want to see that little baby go through anymore. She's already had the eye patch, but you know what? God's going to heal that eye. We're going to have another testimony, and we're going to give it all to praise to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God, glory to God. Amen. Woo! Woo-hoo! Yeah. Praise God. I tell you, a little newborn baby like that, now if that don't get your faith stirred up, nothing will. I don't want her messing in her eye. She's too pretty. I don't want her everywhere. I don't care if she's ugly, baby. I don't want her messing up, but she's not ugly, baby. Livingston is beautiful. They were talking about putting a colostomy bag on a newborn baby. Can you imagine? So this is a testimony. Thank God. And Tanya, yeah, thank you. I thank you for bold faith. Everybody needs four crazy friends. Everybody needs four crazy friends. To lift them down, amen. Everybody needs four crazy friends. Four crazy friends that'll scream out the name of Jesus when you need it. That they're not intimidated. Four crazy friends that have had enough of the devil messing. Amen. Time for God to start blessing. We all need four crazy friends. I got four crazy friends, do you? Might have more than that. I'll be your crazy friend. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It's good. It's do what, honey? I'm a little fired up. Yep. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Kim. Don't stop now. Whew, well, I got some more testimony. Ushers, if you'll come, let me tell you this. The rest of the testimony from Dollar General. I go to CVS to get my meds. They tell me the price. I'm like, okay. She went, oh, wait a minute. Let me try something on the computer. No, it's just going to be this much.
hang on a second, let me try something else. Guess what? Everything I sowed to that woman, I got back. Father, I love it when you wink at me. I wink at him too, in a very honorable, all-fearing way. But he shows me things and confirms things to me in very unusual ways. And he's always been very kind to me to confirm things. So sweet. Even when he's confirmed, and I still say, "Would you please just?" And he does it again. He's probably like, "Deborah, you sweet little thing. I don't know what else it's going to take." But anyhow, oh well. He loves us. He loves you just as much as he loves me. But I don't know. I think he loves me more. I'm sorry. You know I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. It's not the Father. It's not the Father. And anyway, the next prayer watch, if you didn't get in on this one, not condemning you, but come on out and pray. Come, if you can do an hour, do it by hours. Get with Lisa and we'll do an hour, then someone do an hour. But let's cover all three of the watches, you know. And you'd be surprised how quick that 3 hours goes by. But do what you feel like you can do. But for goodness sakes, come. Well, I'm telling you, that is a special time, 3 to 6. I've hinted and told you that. It's the special time of the watch, but it's up to you. But I had a text after the watch. A young man called from another church and said, "You know, I've just been thinking how we churches need to get together and pray and come together. Could we come together quarterly and pray?" And I was like, "Praise God." I said, "Well, how interesting that you contact me on this Saturday, because we just had." And I told him, and I said, "Yeah, join in. We'll go to your church and join in. What quarter? Yes, we'll do it. We want unity among the brethren and the churches." Because when you get those walls breaking down between all the churches, and I'm telling you, you've done something. Because I know the stronghold there, and you've done something there. So anyway, but you can never outgive God is the end of my sermon today. So God bless you that are giving, and we ask that you bless each one, Lord, in the way that they need it the most. Amen. Amen.
Hello, Pastor David Coleman here. So glad that you've tuned in today to watch the service. We're so thankful for you that view and that pray for us. And we want you to know that we're praying for you and over your life, that God will bless you abundantly. You know, the Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I have a word today, and I believe that God is going to use that to strengthen you and help you in your faith, especially when it comes to life in general, reaching our families, and to understand the strength that is in the Lord. I want to also give you an invitation to come and be with us on November the 3rd here at Harvest Worship Center for Friends Sunday, 10:30 a.m. You don't want to miss that. We'd love to see you, love for you to come out. That's November the 3rd, Friends Sunday here at Harvest Worship Center, 10:30 a.m. Let's go live now into that service. I believe God is going to do something mighty in your life.
Proverbs 18. I was listening to everything that was being said, and I'm just telling you, God's here. Lord's here. He's here. Amen. Amen. Did I tell you? She said that they told me that Dale Puckett came home last night. So we're thankful for that. Amen. Amen. So that's good. Yes, yes. Proverbs 18:10. And the Bible says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth runneth into it and is saved. How many are going to runneth into the name of the Lord? Don't you love that King James language? We're going to runneth. Somebody said we're going to do some runneth through the Lord this morning. Runneth through the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Father, thank you today for your word. We ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus to come and give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Help us to be sensitive to you. Oh God, speak to us, through us, and for us. Holy Spirit, communicate this word today to hearts, God, to lives. And Father, we give you thanks and praise for it. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated this morning. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You know, I think about the tower that David built that Solomon talks about, whereon hung the bucklers of 1,000 mighty men. I believe probably that this writer is drawing from that thought. When you think about the name of the Lord is a strong tower, you ran into that armory to find any weapon and every weapon that you needed to fight. And so today the scripture's telling us that the name of the Lord, everybody say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We run into it and are safe, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every mouth that would rise against us in judgment, we shall condemn it in the name of Jesus Christ. We run into his name because his name is excellent. We run into his name because it's all powerful, almighty. We run into his name because we understand that when we run into his name, everything that we ever need is there. Somebody say, yes, it is. There's no greater power than that that is in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus. 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 His name embodies all that he was and all that he is and all that is to come. And the Bible said that we are called by his name. Aren't you glad that you're called by the name of the Lord? We have been given his name. Given his name. And most of us never really take the time to think what is in a name, or what we call a thing by. Amen? How do I know that a zebra's a zebra? Because that's what you call it. A car is a car. Amen? We name it things. Somebody say, we name it things. So I look for what I need when I go into the store by name. I don't go get talcum powder and think it's flour. That might not taste good at all. Huh? So the name is descriptive. Everybody say it is descriptive. It gives identity. So when we talk about what is in a name, it refers to reputation. It refers to, when we talk about reputation, especially a good one. I know when people name a child, when they're sitting down contemplating what they're going to call it, that many times they'll go purchase a book and they'll look through all the names that are in the book and the meanings of the names of children. Because under the old covenant and the new covenant too, you know, especially even among Christians, when we name our child something and when they name their child something, they named it something significant. And so that whenever that you spoke that child's name, that you were calling it what it's going to be. Every time that it hears its name, you're calling it what it's going to be. That's a good thing to remember when it comes to your children. That's why you just don't name it Buzz, or if your name's Buzz, I'm sorry, but Bobo. You have to be careful what you name something. Somebody say, yes, you do. Amen. When Mary was visited by the angel in the scripture, she was told by the angel, you're going to have a son. He's going to be born to you. And his name is going to be called Jesus. For he, somebody say, he shall save his people from their sins. I love this. Jesus, the deliverer, the anointed one, the savior. He's Emmanuel. He is God with us. And so this was a name that was chosen by the Father to give to us. And I love this because every old covenant name of God is bound up in the name of Jesus. When you say Jesus, you're saying every name that is tied to the name of God. God chose to give us that name. That's why it's so important for us to not speak the name flippantly. To not say it nervously, but to say it with authority. Like we know what we're talking about. And when we use that name, that we aim it and purpose it to be used in the right way. You think about the name Elohim, the Almighty God, the God who keeps his covenant. When we say Jesus, it covers that. Jehovah, the unchanging, life-giving, self-existing one. When we say Jesus, it is saying that. El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the almighty God. Adonai, Lord and Master. The name of Jesus covers it. Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. That's probably one of the favorites amongst Christians because we say the Lord supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, when you say Jesus, it covers it. What about Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals? When you say Jesus, somebody say, when I say Jesus, I'm speaking healing. I'm commanding healing. It's covered in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. He who knew no sin was made to be my sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jehovah Makedesh, my sanctifier. Jesus' blood sanctifies me. His holy word washes me and sanctifies me. The Holy Spirit sanctifies me. Jehovah Nissi. Every time that there was a victory, the banner went up. You carried the flag that said, this is my God. The name of Jesus is my banner. Wave your hand. Say, the name of Jesus is my banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is my peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For his name shall be called what? The Prince of Peace. In the midst of these perplexing times and troubled times in which we live, I need to know that he is my Jehovah Shalom. I need to know that Jesus is my peace with God. He is my peace. Jehovah El Elyon, the Lord, the Most High. When I say Jesus, see, this is why the world goes berserk when you start talking about Jesus, is because the devil already knows all of these names that we're talking about this morning. And there's over 260 titles for the name of Jesus Christ or God in the Bible. And every time we say the name of Jesus, it reminds the devil of all of those hundreds of names that God is called throughout the Bible. Because every time that he was called by a name, it was because somebody had a victory, the battle got won, somebody had a miracle, somebody was healed, somebody had a breakthrough, somebody got exactly what they were calling on God for, and that's what the name of Jesus is for this morning. It is above every name. Somebody say above every name. See, that old covenant, the old covenant names of God were his reputation. And when the name of the Hebrew God was spoken, reverence was given to the name. Why? Because the adversaries feared that God, that invisible God, the God of the Hebrews. They feared that God. God's people were recognized because they were called by the God of Jehovah. They were his people, belonged to him. Man, and I love this because when I read through the scripture and find stories about when Israel is facing insurmountable odds and how that before they ever got to the promised land, that fear had already struck the hearts of their adversaries. I'm thinking about those in Jericho behind the walls, and they were terrified that the Israelites were coming. Why? Not because of the Hebrews, but because of the Hebrews' God. I'm going to tell you, He is our banner. He's in front of us. He's behind us. He surrounds us. He goes with us. He protects us. He keeps us. And His name burns against my adversaries. Somebody say amen. I love this. When they heard that they were coming, they didn't think about them, but they thought about their God. Oh, He's the God that parted the Red Sea. He's the God that drowned Pharaoh. He's the God that drowned the army of Pharaoh. He's the God that protected them throughout the wilderness. He's the God that was a fire by night and a cloud by day, that rained manna down from heaven, that gave water from the rock and healed all their diseases. He's that God that's defeated the surmountable armies that came out against them. I'm going to tell you, they were nothing more than a bunch of farmers, but He's turned them into an army, and they have the name of God on their side. And when they come and they're start shouting the name of their God, you better watch out and you better tremble, because God, their God, is going to show up. Somebody say, the one true God. The one true God. See, I have to set my heart to remember things like that. I have to remember, because when I'm thrown into the calamity or hardships or trials or testings or temptations, when I'm thrown in the midst of battles that I didn't ask for, my greatest weapon is the name of Jesus. When I'm in the midst of an accident and it's coming down and I need some deliverance, I got to call on the name of Jesus. When the doctors say, there's nothing we can do, we really don't know what's going on, I got to have the power of the name of Jesus. Just like we was talking about that little newborn baby. Aren't you glad that God's name covers it? Amen. My goodness. I'm reminded the other night when Jeff's son, Nick Pendleton, came into the prayer meeting on Tuesday night. He came in, he's lost 50 pounds. Had lost 50 pounds. The doctors have done MRIs, CAT scans, all kinds of stuff, x-rays to try to find out what was wrong with him, and they could not find it out. He's had to he had to leave work because he's so weak and everything else. On Tuesday night, he came for prayer. When he came, we went over there and prayed for him in the name of Jesus. In a few moments, he got up and walked out. Jeff was taking him out the building, and he didn't get out but so far. How far did you get, Jeff? Got down to American Legion. He said, turn around. He started laughing uncontrollably, and he had to get turned around. When he came back, he didn't make it any further than that circle rug back there, and he fell in the floor under the power of God, and he said, I'm healed in Jesus' name. And he's laughing, and he laughed, and he laughed, and he laughed. Somebody say praise God. Do you know why? It wasn't by the name of Muhammad, wasn't by the name of Krishna, wasn't by the name of Buddha, it wasn't by the name of the greatest physician in all the land, but it was by the name of Jesus. Oh, my friend, it was by the name that is above every name, the one that God has set far above all principality and power, dominion and might. And every name that is named. See, whatever was wrong with him had a name, but I said, I put the name of Jesus on that. I put the name of Jesus on that, because the name of Jesus is above it. Listen to Psalm 20. The Lord, YHWH, Yahweh, the Lord, the self-existing one, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God, the name of Elohim, the God of Jacob, defend you. This one true supreme God. I love this. May He defend you. Send you help from the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept thy burnt offerings. Selah. He stops right there and ponders and meditates. Grant you according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, your healing, your deliverance, your protection, your safety. Come on, somebody, sozo. In your salvation and in the name. Somebody say, the name, same. In the Hebrew, the name that stands out is what the Hebrew says. Listen to this. It means to be made clearly visible even though He's invisible. Somebody say, man, did you feel that? Did you see that? What was that? Oh, did you feel that? I didn't see nothing, but I felt something. It's like I told you when I went to the altar, when I got saved, I felt a hand get in my back and help me down the altar. That night that we were coming from Roanoke, Virginia, and the car went out of control in the midst of a rainstorm that was crazy, and we were going over the bank, and Jesus said, and Deborah said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something invisible reached down and grabbed that Thunderbird and parked it on the side of the road, and a tractor trailer came down that would have hit us head on. Somebody say hallelujah. He is invisible, but he is made visible because of his works. I love this. To be clearly visible. I'm going to tell you, you may not see my God, but you're going to see him work. You may not see my God, but you're going to see his power. You're going to see his glory. As David said, as I have seen you in the sanctuary, to behold your power and glory. His name attracts attention is what this is saying right here when he talks about, I will rejoice in thy salvation and in your name that attracts attention. His name attracts attention. It is distinguished above all names. It is inescapable by the world. I love this. This is what the writer's talking about. Man, that's the way that we need to feel about God. Somebody say amen. Oh, because he's got a reputation. And we say, I say, who are you? I say, I'm a Baptist. Who are you? I'm a Pentecostal. Who are you? I'm a Methodist. Who are you? I'm an independent. Who are you? I'm a Christian called by the name of Christ, the anointed one. I am an anointed person washed in the blood called by David Coleman, but I'm a son of the living God and your daughters of the living God today. I'm going to tell you something. The devil does not want to mess with who we are because I have the name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Oh, what kind of weapon do you need? If you're sick, go get healing. If you're bound, go get deliverance out of that neck, that name. Come on, out of that tower. Listen. The Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. Let me back up to this other scripture. Our God, we will set up our banners. I love this. You know, right now there's a lot of banners. You got Trump banners. Somebody say Trump banners. You might ride down the road a little bit and see some other kind of banners. I heard the other day there was a little bit of vandalism on some of those other banners. Maybe the angel went through there like he did Dagon and pushed him. Somebody said, maybe the angels, that might be stretching the truth a little bit. It might be a whole lot. I don't know. But it's like we will set up our banners. That means you can go out and put flags down across the front of your yard. Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Jireh. Come on, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Nissi. You can put those banners out. Sometime you just need to get out and speak them around your life. Come on, somebody. Jehovah El Shaddai. We need to say, I got the banners around my life. Come on. It was important that when soldiers are in battle, not to let the standard touch the ground or the flag. I want to tell you, Jesus will never touch the ground again. He'll never, ever be defeated because he never has been. Now listen. I love this. Know now that I, the Lord, saves his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we, everybody say we. We're not French. We're just saying we. We. Somebody say we. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. Come on, somebody. Somebody say it with me. Say, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I'm not trusting in the natural things of this world to deliver me, the armies of this world to help me. I'm looking to the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on, somebody. I'm going to remember the name of the Lord. I'm not going to trust in the horses and chariots. I'm going to remember that Jesus is the one that comes to my rescue. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. I'm going to read that again. They are brought down and fallen, talking about your enemies. They are brought down and fallen. Who? My enemies. My enemies. Where's the devil at? Under my feet. Where's the devil at? Under my feet. Great big God, little bitty devil. Where's the devil at? Under my feet. He does not belong on your shoulder or in your ear. You tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy that he possesses. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Even when you were dead in trespasses and sins, he has made you alive together with Christ. And he has raised you up together with Christ. And he has made you to be seated together in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. When I was dead, he resurrected me and gave me life again. He raised me up with Jesus and made me to be seated with Christ in the heavenly places. You know, our problem is that we get so horizontal in life, we forget to look up. Say, I'm going to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Somebody say, he's the author and the finisher. Look, he wrote my ticket, gave me salvation, saved my soul. My name is in the book of life. Come on. He saved me. I have salvation in him. He wrote my ticket. And I'm seated together with him in the heavenly places. Verse number 9. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. So in the midst of troubled times, I've got to remember the power that is in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save, deliver, heal, rescue. He shall deliver you, save you when you call on his name. Somebody say, when I call on his name. Mm-hmm. See, when I call on his name, it puts things in motion that I will never fully comprehend because of the power that's in, and the authority that's in that name. Just like that night that Deborah called out that name, Jesus. Oh, we've seen it many times. Jesus! Oh, see, I don't know about you, but when I say that name, Jesus, I see doors fly open and big angels come out. When I say the name of Jesus, I see him step up. When I see Jesus, when I say the name of Jesus, I hear him saying, I command you, storm, winds and waves, lay down and shut up. See, when I say that name and when I hear that name, I think about the great power that is released through his word. We're part of that family that's called by his name. I carry his name. I pray in his name. Somebody say, I pray in his name. And this word in the new covenant, we've taught on this on Wednesday nights, is the name anoma. It means everything which the name covers or everything that the name arouses in your mind according to the word. Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus. When you think about the name Jesus, what do you think about? When you hear that name, I want you to think. Just meditate on that. Jesus said, if you shall ask anything in my name, everything that my name covers, everything that my reputation backs up, whatever you ask in my name. See, every time we pray in that name, heaven and earth is moved. Hell trembles. Somebody say, yes, it does. In Mark chapter number 16, the Bible says, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In my name, somebody say, in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink or any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Little wonder this morning that the devil is working overtime to try to put out the remembrance of the name of Jesus from people's lives. I've got news for the devil today. You can legislate it out. You can tear down the cross. You can do anything you want to. You can remove the Ten Commandments from the wall. But you're not taking God out, because the Holy Ghost is the invisible spirit of the living God. It's going to come into the hearts and minds of people and going to tell them about Jesus. Somebody say amen. You cannot stop Jesus. Somebody say, you'll never stop him. You'll never stop him. So I've got to fix my heart upon his name. I've got to meditate upon that name. When I'm riding down the road, when I'm going to bed at night, when I get up in the morning, I've got to fix my heart upon the name of Jesus. Whatever I'm faced with throughout the day, I've got to be quick to remember the name of Jesus. Because when I pray in that name, hell trembles. When I call upon that name, heaven comes to attention. His name combats the evil forces of darkness. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 says this, for God has highly exalted him. God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Not part of them. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Of things in heaven and earth and beneath the earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Somebody say his name is above every name. His name is above every name. You see, he's been given that name for position. It's a name that carries all authority. The weakest saint, in their moment when they're the weakest, they can be their strongest. If I could just, Jesus, 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 Jesus. If I can just say the name, just say the name. I was listening to a testimony of an individual that was overseas in the midst of the powers of darkness, and they were talking about that they were in the bed and thought this presence, this dark presence came, and they woke up and they were suffocating. Something had them around the throat and they could not speak, and said they laid there and they struggled, and so finally they said that they just, Jesus. They said they finally just got that Jesus. And the moment that they got the name Jesus out, that power left in Jesus' name. Somebody say it left. What does that tell you? That if I can just squeeze out the name of Jesus from my lips, if I can speak that name, then hell has had it. Somebody say, hell has had it. I love this. Possibly one of my favorite scriptures in Ephesians chapter number 3, it says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for to believe? Which is according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand, far above. Somebody say, far above. Where's Jesus at? Far above. Where's he at? Far above all principality, power, dominion, and might, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. Somebody say, the name covers it. So when I go to Jesus, I understand and I know that he is going to work on my behalf. Somebody say his name. His name. His name. Now, listen to me. When I say his name, the light comes on. In your most trying time, in your greatest battles of life, when you're down and out, and you've thought about, who can I call? Nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows what I'm facing. Nobody knows the powers of hell that I'm wrestling with. And you may be contemplating suicide. You may feel like nobody loves you. You may feel so alone in life. And you're thinking, who can I call? But let me tell you something. When you call on that name, listen to me. When you call on that name, the light comes on. I said, when you call on that name, the light comes on. What does that mean? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He said, it doesn't matter how dark that it gets. If you speak my name, the light is going to come on. You see, when I say the name Jesus, the light comes on. I can tell you something else. When I say the name of Jesus, the storms calm. When I say the name of Jesus, the devil has to back off. Somebody say, yes, he does. When I call on his name, it arouses everything that is connected to the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand the day that he is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and will always be. Unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased my pain. He was persecuted and brought redemption. He was dead and brought the life. He has risen and he brings power. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him. And the leaders can't ignore him. Herod could not kill him. The Pharisees could not confuse him. The people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler could not silence him. The New Age cannot replace him. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is holy. He is righteous. He is mighty. He is powerful and all pure. His ways are right. His words eternal. He is unchanging, and his mind is on me and you this morning. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He is my joy. He is my comfort. He is my peace. He is my Lord, and he rules in my life. Somebody praise him. I serve him because he's good. His burden is light and his goal for me is abundant life. I follow him because he is all that I need in life. He's wiser than the wisest, stronger than the strongest, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the overseer of the overcomers, the sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come. And if that seems impressive to you, try this for size this morning. His goal is a relationship with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will not mislead you. He will not forget you. He will never overlook you. He will never cancel your appointment with you on this earth or in heaven. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I need forgiveness, he comes. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm lost, he is the way. When I'm afraid, he is my courage. When I hurt, he heals me. When I'm broken, he mends me. When I'm blind, he leads me. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I face trials, he's with me. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I face problems, he comforts me. When I face loss, he provides for me. When I face death, he carries me home. Somebody say hallelujah. He's everything. He is everything to everybody, everywhere, every time, every way. He is God. He is faithful. I am his and he is mine. My Father in heaven has given me his Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I will not fear what a man shall do unto me. Why? Because I have the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Somebody praise him. Woo! Oh, Jennifer, come on up. Come on, somebody. See, I need his name. His name keeps me. His name embodies his word. His word fills me with life. And my heart is fixed on the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Oh, Jesus. Say that name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God and he changes not. Oh, yes. His promises are true and amen. With a God like that for us, who can be against us? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Boy, if you know that, you don't have time to think about anything the devil says. His name. His name. So let me ask you a question. What did you come dragging in with you this morning? What pain did you bring with you? What suffering did you bring with you? What heartache did you bring with you? What need did you bring with you? What? If you'll bring it to Jesus today, he'll do something about it. Oh my God, I'm going to tell you something. You do not want to miss tonight. Because we're going to talk about being his witnesses. Oh, it's not, we don't have service tonight. What do you need this morning? You got Jesus. That's all you need. You got Jesus. Somebody say amen. So we preach the gospel of the kingdom this morning. And when you preach the gospel of the kingdom, there's a demonstration of power and a manifestation of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So you got a testimony. What is it?
I want to tell people about what Jesus has done for me since I've been at the nursing home. That, you know, when I had that shaking and all, that was just a test of God. And, you know, the following Sunday I didn't come to church. And I said, I ain't going to let the devil beat me from coming down here. And when I got in the rescue squad, I started asking them were they saved. Because if I'm going to die, I want to save one person. Anybody. But the devil didn't win me. He's never going to win me, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He is. He is. Everybody stretch forth your hand right here. We say today to Ben, be loosed from this infirmity in Jesus' name. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Oh, the name that is above every name. Father, we just ask you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Head to toe. Somebody say head to toe. Head to toe. Head to toe. Ha ha. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, you don't need that walker. You don't need that walker. You've got a walker with you named Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes. Oh, like you did at the gate of beautiful Jesus. Do it right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Oh, James is back. James is back. Gift of God.
The Lord have blessed me to be here this as many years. Yes, indeed. I thank the Lord for every day that they let me stay on this earth. And he have blessed me in this life. So, 82. Yes, yes, indeed. And I'm going through a counsel process now, and I don't know how it's going to come out, but thank the Lord for this day. Yes, thank the Lord. And bless everybody on this day. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Somebody give praise to God. Somebody praise him. My, 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 my. Man, we got to get our faith stirred up. We got to get faith stirred up. Somebody say, I need faith stirred up. Faith. Like old George Wright used to say, it don't take a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Holy Ghost, we need that gift of faith. We need it. We need it. She's standing in proxy for her granddaughter. We're going to serve notice on the devil. We're not putting up with this. We're not putting up with it. Father, right now for that granddaughter, we put the name of Jesus on her.
Devil, we're not putting up with you. We're not tolerating you. You loose her in Jesus' name, and you let her go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we just thank you, God, that you move in her granddaughter's life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Set her free, Jesus. Set her free, Lord. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My goodness. My. Hallelujah.